some 250 black and white photos on show here. A pair of teenage boys in psychedelic bell bottoms look moody with a guitar. A boy and girl in swimwear face one another on a beach holding rocks, preparing as if for battle. Two young girls strike a pose, holding a James Brown album between them. A young man in a suit guffaws as he goes down low, trying to do the twist. It's the swinging 60s in Bamako, and Malik Sidibe's photos show a happy and carefree youth in the wake of independence. People jived, they danced the twist and the cha-cha-cha. They grooved the Rolling Stones and Johnny Hallyday. Roving photographer Malik Sidibe would turn up at some surprise parties held across the capital and capture the energy and beauty of this young generation. Curator André Magna.
À l'aube des indépendances, les jeunes se regroupent en club dans tous les quartiers.
At the time of independence, young people set up clubs in each neighborhood in Bamako. There was the Beatles, the Hendrix, the Saint-Germain-des-Prés, around 120 of them. They competed with each other for the best dancers, the smartest outfits, the grooviest music.
There
was a feeling of great freedom and hope in the air at the time. These youngsters were 18, 19, 20 years old. Malik was about 7 years older. He already had a family. But he loved this generation and did everything he could to make them look good in the photos. So people always hoped he'd turn up at the surprise parties.
On l'espérait toujours dans les soirées. Il pouvait pas toutes les faire, mais il avait une bicyclette, ce qui lui permettait de faire au moins 5 ou 6 soirées.
Couldn't go to them all, but he had a bike, which meant he could get to at least 5 or 6 parties on a Friday night. He'd announce his arrival by setting off a flash gun. There was a special table for him at the entrance where he could sit on his own and just watch. When he liked the music and saw young people dancing, cavorting, striking the most incredible poses, click, he took the picture.
Quand il voyait une belle pose, paf, il prenait la photo.
Sidibe's art was grounded in the youth culture of Bamako, and he captured it with a good deal of tenderness. One of his most renowned photos is Nuit de Noël, or Happy Club as it was translated. It was actually taken at the end of Ramadan in April 1963. It shows a brother teaching his sister to dance the twist. She's barefoot in a full-skirted dress. He's impeccable in suit and tie. Their heads are touching in fraternal communion, a smile of contentment on their faces. They're seemingly lost to dance. While Sidibe was famous in Bamako, it wasn't until 1995 that he got known outside the African continent when André Magna mounted an exhibition of his work at the Cartier Foundation. He went on to win some of photography's most prestigious awards, including the Golden Lion for Lifetime Achievement at the Venice Biennale in 2007. He was the first photographer and first artist from Africa to win that honour. The Mali Twist exhibit shows many of Sidibe's studio portraits too, taken in his modest studio in the Bagadadji district, which he opened in 1962. Magna says Sidibe's work wasn't as casual as it looked, although his technique was rather different from that of his fellow Malian, Seydou Keita.
Hey, hey, I feel all right. Three times, you got it now.
He worked in a different way from Seydou Keita. Keita had a very poised technique and decided everything in advance. Malik didn't. He gave the youngsters a lot of freedom. I saw him working in his studio many times. He'd talk to you, smile, tell you stories, and managed to get the pose he was looking for. He didn't provide the accessories, the youngsters did. But mostly they just came and got dressed up. If they had a cassette player, they showed it off. They put it on their shoulders or at their feet, smoke a cigarette, and show just how modern they were.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong.
Come and love me, daddy, all right long, all right long. Hey, hey.
In the exhibition catalogue, Mantia Diawara, a Malian professor of film studies in New York and who grew up in the Bagdadji district, tells how being photographed by Sidibe became a near rite of passage for him and his peers. He made them look like the rock and roll idols and movie stars they wanted to be, he said. But the pictures also capture a relatively fleeting moment in Mali's recent history. After the socialist ruler Modibo Keita was overthrown by a military coup in 1968, the atmosphere gradually became a bit more repressive. There were fewer surprise parties. André Magnat.
In 1978,
he stopped reporting. For political and economic reasons, there just wasn't the same enthusiasm. He concentrated on his studio work. But then black and white photography began dying out. There was no more paper for printing photos, and it became difficult to find the products.
La photographie couleur prend le dessus.
Everyone was into color photography, but he didn't work in color and wasn't interested. By the time I met him in 92, he was more or less only taking photos for passports and spent most of his time repairing cameras.
Son activité principale est devenue de réparateur d'appareils photo.
The exhibit also shows the documentary film Dolce Vita Africana, a portrait of Sidi Bey made in 2007 by Anglo-Italian filmmaker Cosima Spender. We see Sidi Bey in his rather run-down studio in 2007. A steady stream of his old mates drop in. They laugh and reminisce about the past. They organise a reunion of what was the Las Vegas Club. They dance to some of the old tunes while Sidi Bey takes on his role of roving photographer once more. Spender says the film helps situate Sidi Bey's photography in a more social and political context.
What I tried to do with the film was contextualise the photo in the life of Malik, but also in the story of the history of Mali, and give a sense of, you know, how Mali changed politically. Actually, Mali in the 60s was almost more open-minded and carefree than when I made the film, and certainly more carefree than now, you know, since Al-Qaeda has a few strongholds there. But in the 60s, you know, you had topless girls swimming and dressing in a very Western manner, you know, more in tune with America almost. And that was a real revelation to me when I made the film. And Malik said that in some ways, straight after independence, before Moussa Traoré took over as a politician, it was quite a carefree atmosphere in society.
There's a scene in your film, Dolce Vita Africana, where we see Fernand, who is a welder, and he was one of the members of this Las Vegas club where Sidi Bey used to take the photos. He was also a great dancer. He's talking to some young men, and he's showing them photographs of these young men and women having fun together. And one of the young men says, oh, well, didn't your parents criticise the girls for wearing those kind of skimpy clothes? And he ends up saying, your era was different from ours. What were you wanting to show through that encounter?
Just the change in society and how open it was in the early 60s. I wasn't making a judgment. I was just collecting observations.
But while times have clearly changed in Bamako, Cosima Spender says Malik Sidi Bey kept his optimism through to the end.
He was a great character. You always look for the positive message. And as he says in the film, you can see sadness on every corner of the street, but that's not what life's about. We have to celebrate life.
On a personal note, I visited Malik Sidi Bey in his studio in 2011 and had a family portrait taken alongside him. There were piles of old cameras on makeshift shelves and drawer after drawer filled with yellow Kodak boxes, testimony to at least 20 years' worth of a bygone era in Bamako. Thankfully, Sidi Bey had kept it all, and in surprisingly good condition. He entrusted André Magnat with many of his negatives, and some 30 previously unpublished portraits are now on show here in Paris.
Malik had 400,000 negatives. Every month he put the negatives from the photos he'd taken in the clubs into a Kodak box. He also had boxes for his studio work. Each time we met, I discovered a few more and brought back about 10,000 that Malik had entrusted to me. We looked at them carefully and pulled out some studio photos that we hadn't exhibited in 1995 to show them here.
And the Mali Twist exhibit runs at the Cartier Foundation here in Paris through to the 25th of February. For RFI in Paris, I'm Alison Hurd.